So what happens nowadays, isn't it? Someone sins. What do they do? What's one of the first things they do? They may be under a period of discipline, maybe, if they accept it. But what's the most common thing that happens nowadays? They just move church. Sometimes even when they're not guilty of a sin, but they're involved in something, someone has done something to them, again, they have this feeling that they can't look eyeball to eyeball to the people there in the part of the community, so again, they just move church. This happens all the time. But there is no nation for David to go to. He's in this land. He's with this people. And let it be known, I've said this in other ways, I underline it again. God has provided the means for all forms of reconciliation. Reconciliation with God, first and foremost, which is the burden of his heart. But reconciliation among people, it grieves my heart. When people seem to think that the ability to be reconciled and forgiveness stops with my relationship with God, it doesn't influence my relationship with others. And I understand that's a two-way street. It's not easy sometimes to iron out the kinks that arise from hurt and pain. But if the gospel does not influence our relationship with one another, it's just theory. It's legal. It changes your standing before God, but it doesn't impact your life because, like anyone else who's guilty, you have to run away from people, run away from your problems. Christianity is robust. It's robust enough to deal with hurt and pain.